Blog Talk Radio.
What up, it's your girl Naji. Everybody hates K, but everything golden, and you're listening to T7M Radio. What up, it's your girl Naji. Everybody hates K, but everything golden, and you're listening to T7M Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what it is. Salute to all my fellow battle rap fans and supporters. We are back. Welcome back, T7M Radio, the culture with Seven Mitchell. We are locked and loaded. Salute to all of y'all, man. You already know it's showtime. We back live, full effect. Callers, y'all know what time it is and what we do and what we about to do, what we came here to do. 347-989-8102 is the number to dial up. Joining me, of course, we got my co-host out in California, Brother Jeff in the building. What's poppin', brother?
Brother Seven, what's going down, brother? What is going down?
Man, it's time to turn it up another notch. You already know what it is, man. We back. We launching a podcast, so you know it's about to be litty.
Yes, sir. Back to 2 days a week. You know what the damage, you know the damage that that will do. But that's how we give it up, man. So you
that's
know,
exactly how we give it up.
It's back. Sure. It's back. It's back. We back. It's going down, brother.
That's all facts, man. We also got Grail in the building joining us as always. Grail, what's poppin', G?
Already know, man. God's great and the paper's straight.
Talk that yeah. shit. Troy Ave yeah. Bell. Troy Ave Grail.
Well,
oh, man. It's going
yo,
yeah,
that's pretty cool tight. He had the hoodie pulled tight, but I told him, don't go to the Chinese store if you're looking for pizza.
Fuck that shit, man. You already know, man. Big shout out, 100 Bars Magazine, RapBattleUnited.com, and BattleFix.com. Make sure y'all log on to those three sites. Big up to them. Follow us everywhere on social media at T7M Radio. We do have a new Twitter at the T7M Radio. Outside of that, you can follow us everywhere else, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. At T7M Radio. Definitely appreciate the support. Let me go ahead also reach out to the streets as well. 470 in the building. This might be the guy, D Will. D Will, what's popping?
Yo, what's happening with it?
Yes, sir. What's good?
Yeah.
D Will
is hard to find. The nigga that's hard to find.
Yeah, man. But we got him. We got him. So it's all good, man. Salute to you, D Will.
Take the cuffs off.
Yeah. Fucking down, man. You already know what it is. Facts. So tonight, yo, I just wanted to kick back. I appreciate y'all calling up, man. We're gonna get back to Sunday nights and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, people. We about to get right back into regular rotation, but I wanted to do a show tonight just to kind of get in the loop because we got some shit to talk about. So people, call up 347-989-8102. The fellas is in the fucking building. It's about to go down. T7M Radio, fellas. Rich Dollars. I thought this was done. I thought Rock got rid of this man, but Rich Dollars is apparently making his return. And it's going to be to the URL. This is something I've been telling y'all, maybe not y'all specifically, but I've been letting the streets know for a minute. Rich Dollars is going to make his return, and URL is going to capitalize off of that look because, believe it or not, some people is going to want to see that. So let me reach out to y'all fellas off the gun bus. Do y'all want to see Rich Dollars return to the URL? I'll start off with you, Brother Jeff. Get your thoughts on this.
You know what? I definitely would not mind seeing Rich Dollars again. You know, before it may not have turned out the way that he wanted to, but you know how the second chances go. I think if it goes down this time, I think he will definitely be ready.
Okay. Rich was doing this thing. I just think he ran into a monster in the table. You know what I mean? It was over for him. What about you, Grail? In your opinion, is Rich Dollars something you would like to see on a return?
I wouldn't be mad if he returned. Y'all already know what's going on. Y'all know what's about to happen. Rich Dollars was crap, bro.
That is her.
What you say now, G?
Yo, you already know what's about to happen. Rich Dollars was crap.
Sound like D-Will over there getting cussed out.
Yo, sound real over there.
Getting real over there. D-Will having his own third round.
Nigga having his own Lux Brown.
Where he having his own Lux? Somebody giving him the calico treatment. Let me ask you, Grail. Let's get it together, D Will.
What was I?
Oh man, I'm gonna bring D Will back on in a second. Grail, let me ask you though. Who would you want to see Rich Dollars make that return on Born Legacy on URL?
Oh, this about to happen, man. Richie Dollars, the Stinky Yankee against Prep, man, the bow tie. It's about to happen.
Prep Dollars. Okay, that's an interesting matchup. Why those two?
It's going to happen, man. It's all probably stemming from the boy Prep shit against Lada Zay. I ain't trying to go back to where Rich Dollars at. And URL is smart. So they say, you know what? We're going to do a Born Legacy. We're going to bring a vet back who we will bring back. Rich.
Rich Dollars versus Prep. I can fuck with that. I really can fuck with that. Let me
read
that.
Yo, when you see that, don't just remember you heard it here first. That's all.
You already know, man. We the innovators. We the innovators. What about
y'all
you, D-Real?
Y'all niggas ain't shit, man. Yeah, first of all, y'all niggas ain't shit.
my goddamn nephew
and my sister. but shit, is this battle happening in purgatory?
That's a good question.
Heaven? Like,
because I thought he was done. That's fact.
Like, and then it's like, fuck what Tay Rock did to you. Must forgot months before that X Factor sent that nigga to the sky. Tay Rock was beating the dead horse. You know what I'm saying? X Factor did him bad, worse than Tay Rock did.
Wow, slipped my mind.
He had a hard time with Verb. He had a hard time out St. Louis too.
Yeah, JC too, but the footy never dropped.
Word.
Yeah,
so I'm saying D. Will is, I mean, is his return something, you know what I mean? Because URL will find a way to capitalize off of it. But is seeing Rich Dollars come back, is that something you want to see?
Yeah, I just believe he was a nice nigga with bad looks.
Just on my order. Okay.
Nah.
Mm.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him, though.
Mm. What about you, brother Jeff? Who would you want to see Rich Dollars lock in with?
Man, I was thinking, but man, when we came up with the Prep analogy, that is the perfect thing. You know, now I know Bourne had not been on URL in a while, but I like to see him against that boy Bourne to see where that goes.
Speaking of Bourne, a lot of you other niggas ain't going places, but we definitely going places, man. Shout out to We Going Places Entertainment, man. They got a crazy battle that just dropped between Bourne and the homie Ease. This shit dropped today, and off of the fucking first watch, this battle was super fucking crazy. Y'all make sure y'all go to YouTube when y'all get the chance. Go to We Going Places Entertainment, man. Check out this new battle that they just dropped today between Ease and Bourne. Shout out to Bourne, of course, always doing this thing. Ease, this is a guy that this is my first opportunity to watch him lock in. Wordplay, crazy. Like, you going against Bourne, you cannot even take that battle unless you got some shit up your sleeve. My nigga, off of the first watch, he might have took this battle. I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to let the streets decide. I'm going to give y'all an opportunity to watch this shit. But, man, it was fucking crazy. He definitely gave it up. Bourne did his thing, too. But Bourne kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say Bourne didn't take this guy serious because Bourne had some shit. But Bourne kind of dropped the ball. You know what I mean? This battle was kind of born to win, and it was a tough, very debatable, this was a good battle, I'm telling you, without question.
Yo, it was one round?
Three rounds, and that was so impressive, man. And this kid really went at Bourne, all three rounds, no simple Bourne name flips. Like, he had some dope name flips, but like, yo, just really went crazy. He wasn't being too aggressive, he wasn't on no bully shit. Yo, really was pin for pin. This is crazy. Y'all definitely need to check out this battle. Whatever question, man. This the culture, T7M Radio 7. Mitchell callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Press that one button if you want to go on live. Speaking of battles that drop, a couple other battles that y'all need to watch out for. Show Off versus Saint Mike. We Go Hard, Love the Event. That shit was crazy. Make sure y'all check that out. Going to have St. Mike joining us soon. Shout out to the big homie Show Off. I also want to chop it up tonight with the fellas about this whole Tay Rock Hollow to Dawn situation. I'm hearing that this battle actually might be locked. So I want to reach out to the streets, get y'all opinion on this. Shit is going to be crazy. A couple of battles that's dropping this week. We got Chef Trez versus JC dropping Wednesday on the URL. Blood, Sweat, and Tears 5 from RBE. They now got their video on demand. That's available for that pay-per-view. Y'all want to check out those battles as well. It was crazy. And Speed Dollar versus Dre Dennis on UW. That actually dropped, I believe, today as well. So those are a couple battles that y'all need to really lock in with this week. Some dope shit.
Mm.
Let's see what we got here, man. Shit is crazy. Let me see what D will at. Let me go ahead and reach out to the streets real quick. We got a caller 216. You now want to coach? What's popping?
What's going on, man? It's Ease.
Ease, what's popping, G?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Crazy. Salute to you, my G. Appreciate you calling out to the culture. Big up the chip. I just reached out to see if I could get you on the line. I don't want to take up too much of your time, Ease, but what I saw today, G, was just unbelievable. You was doing your fucking thing, and I wanted to definitely shout you out. Just get your thoughts on your performance going against Bourne and, you know, where you at right now, what you feel about the battle.
Man, I'm just – this is only my third battle, man. That's the crazy part, man, messing around with Chip and going places ENT, man. They really got the ball rolling as far as, you know, how fast my career is progressing or whatever. And then shots to Homie Bourne because he didn't even have to take the battle with. I didn't really have much footage off of him that, you know what I'm saying, refer to or be able to feed off of or nothing like that. So shouts out to him. But, man, I just went in with the mind state. I watch a lot of URL. Bourne done been on URL several times, Guerrilla Warfare, you name it. He done been all over. I wasn't going to play with that guy. I wasn't going to play with that guy at all. Bourne is the type of dude that you go in the ring with him playing around, you likely to not even come out.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? That's a fact. So, I don't know, man. I had about, I want to say, a month and a half to write for Bourne, almost 2 months to write for Bourne. And it was just it was just something I knew I had to lock in on, man. That was it. And especially with me being a newcomer, I ain't got time to play, man.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Ease. For those who really haven't been in the loop to you, I know you said you only really three battles in, which is crazy from what I saw. Would you say wordplay is really your biggest attribute? Because you was going blow for blow with Bourne. Like, you really don't see that much. Is that really your biggest
attribute? Yeah, man. Wordplay is something that I put emphasis on as far as writing goes. I wouldn't say that it was my greatest attribute, but I mean, every battle is different. You know, one battle your wordplay show, the next battle you might scheme better than you did with the words, or anything can happen. So really, it's just with me, it's on a battle to battle basis. You likely to see whichever one of those attributes at any given time coming from me in a battle.
Word. Let my listeners know, Ease, where they can follow you at on social media and all that good shit.
Man, follow me at Ease Van Hoos on IG, Ease Van Hoos on Facebook. I ain't got a Twitter. I don't do the Twitter and tweets and stuff like that. But Instagram, Facebook, that's where you can find me at. Look up Going Places Entertainment, man. I'm always there.
No doubt. Now, even though you three battles in, like, how did your whole situation get started in battle rap? Like, what kind of got you jump started? I know you said you're a big supporter. You are also, you've been, you know, hip to the game, of course. But what really kind of sealed the deal for you to get started, period, with your career?
Well, the thing was, I knew it was going to be hard not having any footage and reaching out to somebody like Smack or the KOTD or anything like that. So it was pretty much, all right, once I got into the battle rap, I had to look up battle rap leagues in my area. And the only two it is Bar for Bar and Going Places. You know what I mean? Those are the main leagues that are here in Cleveland. It was either that or try to travel outside, and still my name ain't – don't nobody know me for real, for real. I've been rapping for years, but as far as battling goes, these was my first three battles on cam. So it was pretty much trying to put a word out, hey, I'm trying to battle, and then – my dude, Your Honor, shout out to Your Honor, man. He a R&B artist here in Cleveland. And he hooked me up with Chip, and then from there, man, we just got on rolling.
Wow. It's magic, straight magic. Now,
yeah,
by
man.
You being an up-and-coming artist, Ease, what do you plan on doing? I know you're not going to let the cat out the bag, but do you plan on doing some things by being your up-and-coming artist outside of just battling to kind of let your fans know who you are, get, you know, people familiar with you? Do you plan on doing, you know, other things outside of just the actual battles?
Yeah, I plan on doing, man, anything, for real. Anything that got to do with performing or rapping or anything like that. Anything that got to do with the arts, I'm all for it, man. That's just how I am. Battle rap it was just something. Battle rap is something that I've always been into. To be honest, I've only been into battle rap for about 2 years is when I found out they actually had leagues for it. Like,
okay.
I'm just now getting hip to it, you know what I mean? Like, all the history of it and all of that. When I seen that they had these leagues out in 2010, 2009, I'm like, where was I at?
Right.
Man.
Now, the
but,
event
yeah, anything,
that this battle
anything
went
that got
down,
to do with music, man.
The event that the battle went down was a crazy event. This was also the event that Toy and Queen Vixen locked in on.
Facts.
Dope. It's a good look.
Facts.
So, I mean, it's early. You just got a battle drop, but do you have anybody initially on your radar, somebody you just see that you might just want to lock in with if you had your choice?
Twerk is somebody that I got aimed at. Twerk
okay.
is somebody that's definitely in my scope. He one of the up and rising stars, and I think the clash of styles will be good. You know what I mean? As far as, but man, like, it's gonna take me a while to get to him. I think maybe not, but as far as I see, I'm a humble guy. So, I mean, if I can get him to take the battle, oh, yeah, we're locking in.
No doubt. Well, man, it was an amazing first watch that I saw between you and Bourne. And I'm not just saying this because you on the line. I honestly think you may have taken that battle with Bourne, like, no question. Like, Bourne brought it, but I think you may have got this battle over Bourne. I'm going to keep it a buck, but I'm going to let the streets get a chance to watch and decide. But, Ease, I appreciate you calling up to the culture, man. I'm going to go hold you up. Any shout-outs, anything you want to let the streets know before I let you go?
Oh, man, shout-outs going places of entertainment. Shout-out to everybody that has something to do with me getting this far so quick, so fast, man. Shout-out to whole Cleveland, man.
Word. Cleveland in the fucking building. Well, Ease, I appreciate
shout
you calling
out. Shout-out to Chip, man.
yeah. Definitely. Going places of entertainment, doing their thing. Big ups to all of them over there. Ease, I appreciate you calling up on the humble, and the best of luck to you. I definitely look forward to chopping it up with you some more in the future.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
You already know, man. Be easy.
All right, you too, man.
One. T7M Radio 7, Mitchell the Culture. That was the homie Ease out in Cleveland. Y'all make sure y'all check out that battle from Going Places Entertainment. Ease versus Bourne. Dope 3-round battle. Very definitely a bar fest. Seems like every time I come on air, yo, the sirens just go crazy in my fucking neighborhood. Yo, shit is just bananas around here.
That's because they're trying to find the signal to the culture because they want to listen.
Yeah, man, we fucking hot, man, and we lit, and we about to turn it up another notch. A little bit of disrespect we got to talk about, fellas. Let's get into this J. Mills, Tay Rock. First of all,
here
let's
we go.
Back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit. Yeah, let's back up a little bit.
Let's go.
Shout out to the shooter. Big up to everybody that subscribed to T7M Radio's YouTube channel. We got over 1,000 subscribers this week. Definitely appreciate the support. Last week, we had dropped a segment from one of the podcasts that we did on J. Mills versus Smack White. It's been about 3 days ago, and we almost had 10,000 views for this particular segment. And, I mean, it's just been a blazing hot topic on my channel. And some of these comments that I'm seeing is ridiculous. Like, a lot of these battle rap fans need to be drug tested, including you, Grail, because you were disrespectful. And D. Will, I'm going to have to get your opinion as well because I haven't talked to you in a while. But what's your thoughts, D. Will, on J. Mills feeling like he made Smack White?
I can't see it. I don't see it because he wasn't. Of course, he was known before Smack. I heard about J. Mills on Making the Band and all that shit before I knew who Smack was. But the nigga to me that's synonymous with Smack is Mook.
You know, some
you
of the most disrespect. I had a shout out to DE with Exile Media. I had a back and forth with him this morning on this matter because he's sitting up there co-signing people saying that Smack was just a cameraman. And I'm like, how the fuck was Smack White just a cameraman? What company was Smack White working for if he was just a cameraman? And he was sitting there trying to explain to me, well, there were higher ups for Smack DVD and if they didn't put the battles at the end, they wasn't going to pay for it. I said, well, those are sponsors. That doesn't make a sponsor is not an employer. Smack had his own situation. He's not just a fucking cameraman. If you watch the news and you got the news reporter, the person that's holding the camera, that's a cameraman. Smack at the least was even interviewing artists. Like, I don't get how people just think that Smack just was running around with a fucking camera recording people, not really putting any work in. Like Smack, like Diddy or J Mills helped get all these opportunities with all these big time artists we've seen on Smack DVD. Now, it could have definitely helped. I'm not denying that. But just to say that he made Smack white is just unbelievable. Make another Smack white. When people say they made somebody, make another one.
True.
We talk about a nigga that been on the label with Drake and Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj for 10 years and ain't dropped an album.
An album, man. His only hit was that No 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 joint that he had years ago. I mean, he's been under the Diddy Bad Boy.
That was a long.
Nah, ayo. Tyga is more popping than J Mills, man. Let's
yes.
Be real.
It's just crazy to sit up there and try to discredit Smack White. But if you look at the comments on our podcast segment, niggas is really rocking with that thought that Smack White really owes these niggas something. It's crazy. It's fucking disrespect. It's ridiculous. It's beyond foul. But that's crazy, man. When we
that's
come
like
back.
Saying, that's kind of like saying, you say he made him because he had the first battle on Smack DVD, him as well.
But the
name was.
The thing about this shit, D-Will, niggas is trying to make it seem like that Puffy appearance really made Smack DVD what it is. Without Puffy being shown on that DVD, we wouldn't have Ciroc signs being and all this other extra shit. Let's not forget that the whole Puff Daddy being on camera was on the humble. This wasn't a situational battle where Puffy was promoting we're gonna be on Smack DVD next week, 2 weeks.
Nah.
This was on the humble. They caught niggas coming out the building and it just went down on the street. This wasn't on the fucking humble, so it ain't like, you know, Puffy really developed a marketing situation to help boost Smack. He just happened to be there. Like, what the fuck? People are just so close-minded. They're hating on reality. And I just be listening to these niggas
that's,
and their
opinions. Nah, that's factual, though.
That's
you know what I mean?
All that shit, yo, all that shit started from Cy Castro battle, killing Votto, and then Diddy going to go get, you know what I'm saying, J Mills to kill Cy Castro. That's how all that shit started. And Smack just happened to be there.
Now, Grell Tay-Rock took offense, of course, Cave Gang General, and he called out J Mills on this. And he told J Mills he invited him to get some of this smoke.
Yeah.
Now, in addition to that, Hollow the Dawn and Tay-Rock may actually be locked in. I don't have a date. I don't have a league. More than likely, of course, it'll be URL. But according to both of them, that's also locked in. Let me ask you, Grell, who would you ever see Tay-Rock at this point battle, Hollow or J Mills?
I want to see both, but I just think it's all a season. Like, I think Tay-Rock should battle J Mills at Summer Madness, and I think that Tay-Rock should battle Hollow at the end of the year.
So you think the J Mills battle should be first?
Yo, that's like a Summer Madness type thing. That's a summertime thing. I think that should be like a summertime.
I agree. What about you, Brother Jeff?
Yeah, I agree, too. If I was going to decide what the numbers, I would want it to be J Mills first. Like, have a little leeway leading up to Hollow, you know, so I would like it in that order, definitely.
Wait a minute. Because now you're being disrespectful. And maybe Grell is being disrespectful because maybe... wait a minute. So are y'all saying that the J Mills battle is a... like a pregame or a warm up for Hollow the Dawn?
Yeah. I'm just saying for the look. Like, are we talking about 2000? I don't want to see it happen in 2018. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. And if it's going to happen,
let me ask you this way. Which battle you think is bigger, Tay-Rock Hollow or Tay-Rock J Mills? If he can only get one opportunity this year, which one do you think is the biggest look for Tay-Rock's career?
J Mills is bigger than Hollow to me.
What about you, D Will?
I'm going with Hollow.
So you, okay.
I mean, I just think it's basically with the name. But y'all saying that because of the name J. Mills. Y'all actually think the battle gonna be close?
No, I agree with you.
You don't know, right?
My thing is this.
We don't know.
First of all, you don't know. Let's not be that disrespectful because I did drop. If you're on Facebook, make sure y'all join the T7N Radio Facebook debate group. I did drop a battle between J. Mills and Goods that went down. J. Mills got some shit with him. I know this was a throwback, but my thing is, D. Will, I agree with you. The battle, the essence of a battle, I think will be better with Hollow and Tay Rock. But me personally, being the supporter of Tay Rock, I've always wanted him to get some good big time matches that's going to elevate his profile. A Hollow battle will do that. But maybe the J. Mills shit may take it somewhere else because he has in that mainstream, like a Joe Buttons, like a Cassidy.
And look how them battles turned out.
Right. But look what it did for the battle rappers' profile. Disaster elevated off of Cassidy and Cannabis. Hollow the Dawn kind of spot kind of got solidified somewhat with the Joe Button battle. It wasn't that great. And Cassidy and who else Cassidy battled?
Disaster.
I said Freeway.
I thought Cassidy battled Disaster and someone else, or they battled twice.
Yeah, they battled twice because they had.
Okay.
They only could get one round off in that main stage that one night.
I don't know. I think J. Mills, Tay Rock is definitely a Summer Madness battle, just like Grail said. Brother Jeff is being disrespectful because Brother Jeff is saying that's a good warm up for a big event for Hollow and Tay Rock. Christmas time. Okay. I don't know, brother. I'm torn because I don't know if that J. Mills battle might be bigger.
I'm trying to rock with you on that, but I'm just not seeing it that way. The J. Mills joint gotta be first. It's gotta be first. And when I say a warm up, I don't necessarily mean a warm up. Tay Rock to get in the ring and knock him around and stuff. I'm just talking about the whole culture, period. If that gets out of the way first, we get that whole era in check, that's over, and then we move back to the present with Hollow.
Now, Ease had mentioned New Jersey Twerk. I mean, he's super hot right now. And I'm not going to sit here and say I don't know why, but are you sold on Twerk Grail?
I think it's just a matter of time, yo. To be honest with you, I think it's a matter of time for that 30, for that Del Curry cone.
So you think he's overrated?
I'm not going to say overrated, but I don't think, like, as far as, like, making him seem like he's something like, I don't know, man. I don't think it's what everybody making it seem like. I think niggas is just playing bandwagon.
Now, people are trying to get him to battle Prez Mafia. I've even seen images. Shout out to Be Like Ike. Who you think?
Yo, you should get him to battle? You should get him to battle Holly on Demand. You ain't hear what's going on.
What's going on?
What?
Yo, your man Twerk out here. Yo, you don't hear about it.
No, we're going to hear about it tonight. T7L Radio, the coach with 7 Mitchell, man. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Grail, you're not getting away with this, man. You got some breaking news. You're going to drop this one tonight. Now, I do know that Holly on Demand, shout out to Holly. She had an event going down a couple weekends ago, and New Jersey Twerk was supposed to be hosting the event. I do not know what happened between the two. The floor is yours, Grail. You're going to have to put us deep with something, please.
Yo, nah, I mean, I'm not nobody. Johnny, I don't work for Johnny Cochran firm or no side beat or nothing like that. So, nah, I mean, y'all gonna have to ask Holly or all that. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't this some bullshit? You hear that? You hear that? Now, this guy brings this situation up and then gonna lead us to
the rug.
Yeah, pull the rug right under us. Appreciate that a lot, man.
Yo, what you want? Man. The Persian rug or the tiger skin?
Man, come on, man. You already on that. already on the diving board, man.
He should be incarcerated for that.
Yeah, man.
You may have. You really, it should be illegal to come on this podcast and have step like that with some breaking news.
Nah, we're not even going to do that, man. We're not even going to do that. Just ask Holly. Ask Holly,
nigga,
you know what I mean?
You got 1 foot on the diving board, 1 foot over the water, man. Come on.
I'm about to do the yoga
belly
flop in that pool,
bitch. Oh, man. Yo, check this out, man. Before we go, I do want to ask y'all, get y'all opinion on this. And I saw, and I think it was from you, Grail.
What's up?
Chef Trez and Ryder. Not a better battle than
the
blaster.
Is niggas out of their mind?
Listen, I mean, think about it. Listen,
hold up. Chef Trez and Rada is not even better than Clean Paper and Be Magic, let alone Big T versus Serve. Let's stop it.
I don't know, man. I think you're pushing it. I think Chef Trez and Rada definitely does stand up to Big T and Serve.
Oh, my God.
Big T and Surf is like top five battles on the page, man. That's,
yeah, come on, like, let's stop.
Like, that's top
wait a,
five.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Talk your shit, D-Will.
D-Will, say that again.
I said Big T and Surf got to be the top five on the URL page. We can go down the list. Got to be.
That is the most ridiculous. Listen, are you kidding me? Big T
and you come up with some more
Sue Surf. Out of all those battles that we have on URL TV, that's a top five battle.
Gotta be, man. Like what? What else? What JC Chiller? What Hitman? Hitman Verb.
Two. Keep going.
Shit.
Lux Calico.
Three.
Lux Calico. Well, is that really a?
I mean, where are we going with this? We keep going. You started this.
I think it's better than Tay Rock and Clip.
Wait a minute. D-Will, you like Surf, Big T better than Clips, Tay Rock? Which one?
Two.
Part two?
Well, that's the one. That was the one on the URL channel, right? The first one wasn't on the
That was on Reliance then. Yeah.
That's right. Shout out to Lux. Wow, that's right. You're right. Man, y'all disrespectful. Y'all too disrespectful.
But
wow.
But what else? Like, what else can you think of that? I mean, we can go down each one of their resumes. Like, what battle Surf had better than T? Like,
you make a good point.
The closest one I can think of is what? Conceited?
No. Wait a minute. Well, K-Shine's battle versus Surf was better than Big T's battle versus Surf.
You think so?
Oh, yes.
Because I think, like, K-Shine, to me, he was boring them second two rounds. Like, he just dropped the ball
his
after
energy.
That first round.
Yeah, it should have got light.
What about K-Shine and Hitman? Because they've been talking that shit. Where do you see – how you see that playing out, D-Will?
Man, some niggas gonna be losing their vocal cords that night, because some niggas gonna out yell each other. Again. Like, niggas gonna need some honey and tea on the back in a kettle for this niggas, man. It's gonna be a lot of fucking yelling. But nah, that would be a dope ass battle, though.
Second round gonna be debatable, whatever happens.
Then I'm thinking about it. Hitman, is he really on it? Because Suge kind of did him bad.
Yeah, but it looked like this is a battle that Hitman won. Like, he done made a freestyle video. He done made a couple videos, and seemed like he won it.
Yo, as long as it don't happen on you, dog.
Wow. What damn, it was something that I wanted to ask y'all fellas. The URL last week, last thing before we go. Mr. Wavy versus Bill Collector. Anybody get a chance to see that?
Man, it took me like 3 days to watch that battle.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, D-Roy, because more, my question is more about the, not just the battle, because King of the Dot took the initiative to drop a battle first. You know, we done had all this crying about the YouTube advertisement. They dropped the championship joint on the 1st of May. Then the URL followed up. Queen of the Ring also followed up with a battle that week. But the URL dropped a battle from Born Legacy 4. We done had Born Legacy 5 and Gnome 7. They decided to drop the BL4 battle between Wavy and Bill Collector. Why does the URL get a pass for doing shit like that?
And they still got money bags and prayers to drop from BL4. Like, that shit is crazy. And that shit happened in January?
Yep.
God damn, that's a whole month.
Could have sworn I
saw
that.
Starving the block.
Smack is starving the block, man.
Man, got a chokehold.
Damn.
Well, he won everything.
That's a fact. Biggest body bag in the URL history, in your opinion, Grail?
X Factor Rich Dollars.
What about you, brother Jeff? Your best of your knowledge, biggest body bag on a URL you've ever seen?
Goods and X Factor.
Goods and X Factor. Wow.
I got.
What you got for us, D Will?
I got one that y'all niggas probably forgot about or probably haven't watched in years. This gonna throw y'all off though. Goddamn SoCon and Fox.
That was a body.
That was
a
nasty
body.
That was. Woo!
That shit there was like.
That was a nasty body.
That was like a white man lynching a nigga in front of niggas and they liked it. Like. And they didn't even.
Oh, no.
That nigga had on a slave on a suit. Like, the nigga had the top hat and everything.
Just gotta dust that off.
You really brought that one back. Yes, right. I'm going with T-Rock Rich Dollars, man. I ain't gonna lie. Sent that
I can't even call that one a body bag because I think Rich got the third round, though.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Like, for real. Like,
yeah, I do think he got the third.
When he tells, when you think you're getting help from them, you really getting help from me? Rich kind of fucked Tay Rock up in that third round, though. For real.
Yeah, it's time for us to end this podcast, man. Appreciate y'all. Wow.
Hey, I said only in the third round, though. Like, go watch the third round.
You know what? I'll give Richie that another look because he's coming back, and I can't wait. Big up to Ease. Big up to Chip for We Going Places Entertainment. Appreciate the connect. Salute to the big homie Grail, D. Will, and brother Jeff, the 7 Mitchell with the culture, T7M Radio. Make sure, again, y'all follow us everywhere on social media at T7M Radio. We are now locked every Sunday, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 347-989-8102. Once again, thank you again for the 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. We definitely appreciate it. Let's see if we can get another 1,000 more. Y'all stay safe until Wednesday. We're going to be back at it with another debate. Salute to y'all, man. Y'all be good. We out of here. Peace.
All right.